Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Our Community, where we try and introduce you to the members of our community here, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, bringing in the man with all the connections. The man with the voice. That's what we're going to know.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Roberts. I'm trying to have your voice here.
The deep voice here. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President here, John Gutierrez. We have another great show for you today. We have some special guests here from Sophia University. We have Mary Kay Chess, PhD Program Chair Director, Core Faculty Business. We also have Penny Lee, MBA, MPA, I mean, all this great education in the house, AVP of Strategies Enrollment, International and Alumni Affairs, DSO. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, I love it. All this great education in the room, which is what we're going to talk about.
Of course.
We're going to get into the history of the university and all you guys are doing in the community. But first and foremost, we want to make sure we share a little bit with the audience, a little bit about yourselves, if you guys don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself and maybe how you ended up here at the university and your role.
Do you want me to start?
Sure.
I came out of healthcare, so I really love working with physicians and nurses and frontline staff. I'm not a clinician, but I love bringing together people to solve problems and to innovate. And then I discovered academia, and I thought, what a great place for innovation and leadership to emerge. So here I am at Sophia, having the privilege of starting the DBA program, and I know we're going to talk about that more. And my colleague and sidekick, amazing inspiration, Penny.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chess. My name is Penny. I grew up in China, actually, and I was a TV journalist when I was in China after the graduation from university. I joined Sophia back in 2021. But before Sophia, I was actually an international student, came to the U.S. about 15 years ago. After working at several other educational institutions, I joined Sophia, and I feel so fortunate because I'm able to serve more and more domestic and international students in both our campuses in Palo Alto and Costa Mesa.
And Palo Alto, from what I hear, has been around since 1975?
That's true. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A year right before I was born.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a very young school.
Very young school. Very young.
And of course, the new campus in Costa Mesa, which we were part of the ribbon cutting, the grand opening, right?
Yes.
Which was right before the pandemic. Tough time to open, obviously, any business or any university, any organization. What was that like, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that situation?
Right. So we bought our Costa Mesa campus before COVID, and basically, you know, all the schools, universities went online, right? Mm-hmm. And then we were trying to attract more students and waiting for, you know, the policy has been, you know, lifted so we can open our Costa Mesa campus again. So when I first joined Sophia back in 2021, I was trying to look for organizations to partner with to promote our Costa Mesa campus specifically. And then before I made my move, I was actually reached out by one of your board of directors. And then, you know, he scheduled a meeting with me and our previous president. And after he introduced all the benefits of Chamber can offer, we decided to join. So,
and you're talking about Mitch Siegel, of course.
Yes.
And shout out to Mitch.
And then he shared that he was driving, passing by the old location of Whittier Law School, and then saw a new sign says Sophia University Transformative Education since 1975. And he was wondering, like, who Sophia is. So I got to say people, and then who knows how to promote Chamber and how to connect business together.
That's what it's about, right? It's about collaborating.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. It's about helping each other out.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that during that tough time, right, launching the university, beautiful campus, I think that's tough. You know, when you're launching your university for the first time in the area and then you don't get to feature it, it's such a nice, beautiful campus. Right. So I'm so glad we're past those tough times.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm glad you share a little bit about how you all became members. What does it have to offer, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that, right? If we can go into that, as far as I know, there's different programs, right? And
in
the community for students, for anybody listening for the first time, of course.
Absolutely. Sophia University is formerly known as the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology, or ITP. And as we mentioned, we were founded back in 1975. And now we have two campuses. So we're very unique because this transpersonal psychology legacy that we're carrying on. And then our curricula is very unique because we address the six areas of inquiry, including physical, intellectual, spiritual, emotional, and social and creative side of aspects. Wow. So it means like we really study on the full range of the human experience. And now we have more science programs that we offer, and we also incorporate the transpersonal psychology legacy and concept into those programs. So the programs that we offer include some degree programs and several certificate programs, including bachelor completion program in business and psychology, and a master's programs in transpersonal psychology, counseling psychology, business administration, and computer science. Doctoral program, we have business administration and also transpersonal psychology. Certificate programs, I wanted to mention, we offer dream certificates, leadership and transformative life coaching certificate, AI certificates, cybersecurity certificates. We also have our global college. You don't know that yet because we have been serving hundreds of students online. They live in China and study online. And then these programs are taught in Chinese, including MBA, Master in Transpersonal Psychology, and a PhD in Business, and business and a PhD in Transpersonal Psychology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I apologize. I mean, she called you Dr. Chess earlier, and I should have said that.
No, you're fine.
I'm one of those about respecting... You know, that hard work, I mean, you've earned it. So as the program chair, what's it been like for you? I mean, I know there's huge growth, right?
There is.
You're hiring more staff. I mean, share a little bit about your experience with the university.
Well, I think Penny did such a great job of setting the foundation for a doctorate of business administration. When we think business, often we think about Excel spreadsheets and return on investment and making pitches for venture capitalists, and all that's included. And it's those principles that Penny talked about that are embedded in our doctorate of business administration. How do you as a person involve and increase trust with your employees, with your stakeholders? All of that is just as important as being able to do the business at the traditional business aspects. And so this 50 years of history really matters in this DBA. Really influences how we teach, and calling me Mary Kay is fine. That's also part of our it's also part of how we work with our students, because we are really focused on mid-level and executives, and so we want them to bring real life issues to us and be in conversation.
Okay, that's interesting. You mentioned the students. Let's get into that a little bit, right? Give us an example maybe of the life of a student, because I know you mentioned there's a lot of stuff online, but then there's also students that come to the campus, right? What is that like for a student that's, you know, if you want to give us an example of that, that'd be great.
Of course. Sophia University has trying our best to provide a connected and supportive community for our students to learn and also succeed throughout their journey at Sophia. So I wanted to share a student story, which is very touching and inspiring. It was shared by one of our program chairs in transpersonal psychology, Dr. Wood. And he said, when he saw this military student came into our Master in Transpersonal Psychology program, that student's personality was a little bit too harsh, not friendly at all, and didn't want to talk anyone else, didn't want to hug anyone. So Dr. Wood came to him and say, you know, just give a try to see if you like it. If you don't like it, you can definitely leave. Decide to stay, but still skeptical about what we offer, you know, in the program. But after a couple of years of this journey, everyone saw his transition from a totally different person to a new person. So he's much more friendly, and then he's more accepting of who he is. And then he's devoted to not only his family, but also like to the betterment of human being everywhere else. And then we feel so proud. Actually, he met someone in the program and then they got married.
Wow.
And after he completed this master's degree, he applied immediately for our PhD in transpersonal psychology. And now he graduated with a doctoral program degree.
And his background was in military, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So, that's great.
And we know that he went through a lot of struggle, right? But we were able to support him and actually heal him throughout this process. And then now he started to teaching at Sophia. So we were so happy that we help with this transition of the student.
What a great story. Paul has a comment. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
We had somebody tweet in. They wanted to know, as do I. I'm covering up my own ignorance here. What is transpersonal psychology? I know what psychology is, a study of the human mind, but transpersonal, I've never heard that term or field before.
So that is very important to us. Thank you so much for putting the question in here. So when you think about what needs to be fixed, you often think about what's broken. Mm-hmm. In transpersonal, we're bringing the whole person, the whole community into what's working, and let's build on what's working. And so that's a shortcut of talking about bring the whole being, as Penny talked about earlier, and build on the strengths and what's what looks like it's going to be a leading edge, and let's build on that and make that happen. That's a shortcut that doesn't do my psychology colleagues a lot of, they'll correct me when I get back, but that's built in, of course, to our DBA program
as well.
Are there
other programs like this around the country? Is this an innovative new program?
Well, I have to say, Sophia University is the birthplace of transpersonal psychology.
Okay, there you go.
And then we're the origin of the transpersonal psychology. Other universities might found their slots, you know, and to focus on some aspects of it. But we are the keeper of the flame with great passion. And then we were being like passed over this torch, and then we want to pass over to next generation.
So would people, if they graduate with this MBA in this program, or this, not MBA, this master's in this program, would they then become psychologists or therapists, or what would they go out and open a private practice or work for a therapy group or whatever you call these groups?
Yes, there are different pathways for their career. For example, our counseling psychology actually assists our students to become like actually counselors or professionals in the field. For a transpersonal psychology program, actually that's a little bit more spiritual. And then we have people who wants to know, like, what's happening? Like, what's going on with me? And then they want to know more about themselves. They want to know more about people around them. They want to better lead their business.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I went to school under sociology, right? And the study of human behavior. And I often mention to people that that helped me a lot when I was building my business, because we study a lot of personality traits, right? And part of any business in growing and being an entrepreneur, and I mention this because a lot of our listeners and members are business owners, right? Is understanding, right, who you're marketing or selling to, understanding those personality traits, right? And I remember we would host, I guess you could say, classes in our business for our staff, right? And a lot of people don't realize that people don't have those skills. We assume they have them, right? We assume they're going to know how to do these things, but not everybody has the same personality traits.
That's
We're all so different, right? So the fact that you offer these kind of you know, skills that they can polish or grow, like you said, with this gentleman, this is going to help him not only, of course, hopefully be a professor or anything that he wishes to be, but let's just say he decided to open a business one day, or his kids open a business. He can now share this concept or this idea or this teaching with his kids and say, hey, you know, you might apply this in building your business, right? Because not everybody has those social skills.
That's right.
Of course. That's why we want to say Sophia University is a dynamic and passionate learning community where we not only foster the innovation, but also multiple ways of knowing. You know about yourself, you know people surrounded you. And then, like, when we run the business, we don't want to see people working for us like machines, right? And we want to lead by heart. So that based on, you know, you need to know about yourself and then know your people so you can lead.
Yeah, I know recently we had somebody speaking about how a lot of the children or kids that were, you know, in the pandemic stuck in their homes. This really affected them from a social skills perspective, that a lot of teachers are finding that these kids are not entering high school or so forth, maybe even college in the next few years. They just don't have those social skills because they were locked in for like 3 years almost. I mean, you really didn't get out much. Everybody had that fear of getting out. And so this is great that you're offering this, because I think you're going to be having more people like this gentleman who was in the military. Obviously, maybe his came from what had happened in the military, right? Whereas to now, we're probably going to have a lot of students that, because of the pandemic, right? So that's awesome, you guys. Now, scholarships is something that you guys offer for your students, and I know this is something we were going to talk about even for like possibly our chamber members, and can you share a little bit about the scholarship program?
Of course, I want to mention a special scholarship, especially for, exclusively for Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce members.
Wow. You hear to hear first time. Special scholarship.
Yes.
That's not you, Paul. That's not you, Paul.
If you're eligible.
I think I'm eligible.
Paul's like, I want to go back to school. You can go back any age, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Right. So this scholarship is exactly for our DBA program.
Okay.
So it offers 30% off of their first year of tuition and then 10% of their remaining 2 years of their tuition. So basically, our DBA program total cost is $5,300 total for the degree. And then this scholarship will bring the cost down to about $43,000.
Okay.
So which is a very good deal, like 85% off of this tuition discount. And it's only for spring quarter and summer quarter. Spring quarter starts on April 1st. Summer quarter starts on July 1st.
Oh, so it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yes.
It's a three-year program. So unlike a PhD where you might be there 5 to 7, it's 3 years, you're with a learning community. Mm. We would invite people to bring people from their organization or colleagues because it's more fun to learn in community with people you like.
Yep. Exactly.
People you're curious about.
Yeah.
And so that's all part of the bringing together for the 3 years.
Yeah. And if you're single, you might find a wife like this gentleman did. I mean, that was pretty interesting, right?
That's
the
benefit. Huh?
That was so cool that he met his wife there,
that's
and
right.
now he's teaching. I mean, what a full circle of life.
Yeah.
I got to give
you
one more quote I looked up on Wikipedia. I never heard the term transpersonal psychology. I'm fascinated by terms I've never heard before because I sit here all day long. I think I've heard everything under the sun here. I've never heard this before. It says, under Wikipedia, it says, in 1968, Abraham Maslow, who created Maslow's hierarchy
That's
of
right.
needs. I can't tell you the number of businesses that come in here and talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, the pyramid, you know, from basic survival to, you know, higher self. He called this movement that you guys are spearheading transpersonal psychology as the fourth force in psychology. He thought this was a powerful, and it's often associated with the human potential movement,
That's
which
right.
grew out of the whole alternative therapy.
Paul's trying to show off that he can hang with all you doctors, educators. He wants to show that. That's called Google, Paul. That's not the same thing.
But I don't know why.
Research.
I'm surprised because that is all.
That's
we talk
a great
about that
point.
Kind of stuff all the time in here. And they said, basically, I'll give you one more explanation, which I thought put it in perspective. Transpersonal psychology or spiritual psychology is an area of psychology that seeks to integrate the spiritual and the transcendent into a framework of modern psychology. You don't often associate spirituality and psychology.
And I think that's great because we need it more. We need it more. We've gotten away so much from it, right? Mm-hmm. And so the fact that we can help people, like you said earlier, from not only a mental standpoint, but a spiritual standpoint or emotional standpoint, right?
Yeah.
That is great. I know you also have some lifelong learning opportunities with Sophia. Can we share a little bit about that?
Yes. So we believe that our responsibility and what we want to give to the world is supporting leaders, but it's not just with a formal degree program, all those that Penny talked about. It's also about when you graduate, we want you to stay involved. Mm-hmm. I love you looking up and trying to understand transpersonal because
lifelong learners. Everybody talks about it in here
absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's important. The world changes so dramatically. You want to be on top of it. You want to be like brainstorming new ideas and accepting failures if something doesn't work. How better to do that than with your colleagues and friends?
And I'm sorry to jump in again, but this fascinates me because I'm in my 60s, and I've always thought colleges focus only on kids in their 20s, or teens.
Yeah.
And you once and done, you go get this thing and you're supposed to then use it. John's going to use a psychology degree for the rest of his life. Why not have the ability to go back throughout your life and learn more or update? Why is it just a once and done period in your life?
Well, and not only that, but as we evolve in life, right?
Yes.
Everything's changing. I mean, obviously, technology is changing. You mentioned earlier AI, right?
Yeah.
It's like the new word out there. Everybody's talking about it, right? And more people are wanting to learn, what is AI? How does it work? And the fear factors of it taking over whatever, jobs and all this. But then there's also, I was just sitting on the superintendent of Santa Ana School District's committee the other day, and they were talking about how they're utilizing AI in the school district now for students to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
All this technology and how it's helping them. And of course, people brought up the question of, well, you're gonna lose teachers now. Are you going to replace teachers? And so, you know, the pros and cons. So I think that's part of evolving with our times. If we don't evolve, then, you know, you're going to stay behind the ball, right? Behind the course. So
can I ask one more? We focused on that one. You're spearheading the doctorate
that's right.
of management
Business Administration, right?
You always think of an MBA, mm-hmm. a Master's of Business Administration. Yeah. I never heard of or thought about it. A doctorate. Why just stop it? You get your regular undergraduate degree, then you go get an MBA, additional study, an additional certification. I don't think I've ever met anybody with a doctorate in business administration.
It's very, very new. It's very new because we believe that, just as you said, mm-hmm. you need to keep learning. And so exactly. what better way to keep learning than to go and be involved with your peers who may be mid-level execs or execs and say, what's next? Mm-hmm. What can we create? Mm-hmm. And so the doctorate is a way to, in our program at Sophia, embody all of those principles mm-hmm. yeah. and business.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm the first one to say I'm sorry I don't read a lot of books. It's interesting, one of our
You're
nurses...
You're part of this generation. You just watch everything. You go to YouTube yes, and learn everything.
We listen to everything, you know. Well, I'm one of those visual learners. I could definitely mm-hmm. sit and watch somebody teaching, and I love mm-hmm. learning that way. But one of our nurses, we own a hospice company. We're in healthcare. One of our nurses, mm-hmm. Melissa, she jokes with me all the time because she's like, I read another book. And, you know, she's a mother, has kids in high school. And I'm like, there's people like that, right? They love to just yeah. feed the brain. They love to read books. My nephew reads a book like every 2 months. He finishes a book, right? It's mm-hmm. like there's just people like that. And mm-hmm. some of those people want to go back, right? And
yeah.
and learn something new.
Are you experimenting with other forms of learning? You know, we were all forced to do online learning for the last couple of years. And I wonder if that experiment is going to continue or if that was just a way to get through the tough time of and we all had to stay apart. Do we learn anything? Are you going to incorporate any of that into your classes?
Yeah. I think what you're seeing now, and I must admit this is my own personal preference, is a mix. We know people are very, very busy with jobs, homes, community.
Very true.
And so mm-hmm. you need to have the option to be on Zoom and to do your work at your own time and your mm-hmm. own. Some people are great at midnight. And we
I don't sleep. My wife gets mad at me. You're up all night.
You'd
that would
perfect.
Be me. I would
yes,
sit at nighttime taking a course with you guys on Zoom.
And then we also know there's this incredible value once a month being together face to face if it's possible.
Yes. Yeah.
There's nothing better than to listen to a colleague or go, I did that too, or I went there. And so what we've learned is the mix is really important.
Mm. Yeah. And also there are different ways of learning, right, for this lifelong learning experience. For example, at Sophia, we have our Center for Innovation and Teaching and Learning, where we offer the short-term courses for our alumni members to come back for, you know, another learning opportunity. We also have our own podcast. It's called Pathways to Heart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then we have our own student-led magazine. It's called Sophia's Wisdom. Mm. We also hosted our very own Global Mental Health Conference last year. And this year, it's going to be August 2024 that we're going to host this conference again, where we want to, you know, build this platform where we can hear the voices and we can have people to share their experience and expertise on how to improve the mental health.
We have to make sure we plug in this great event that's coming up,
of
right?
Of course.
Please.
The Lantern, this makes Multicultural Dragon Lantern Festival
yes.
that you'll be having on February 24th.
Yes.
5 p.m., right?
Yes.
It kicks off.
Because,
yes.
John, you know this is the year of the dragon.
And by the way, it's my year.
Are you the dragon?
Well,
I was born 1976. It's one of the years, I think. So
it's.
I remember looking at it was the year of the dragon. I know there's different dragons.
Dragons
so.
Are supposed to be special. Yeah.
Well, I have to say this year is the year of the dragon. Dragon in Asian culture symbolizes the good fortune, the strength,
there
the power, and then we invite all the members and then families in the community come to join us Saturday 5
nice.
p.m.
Nice.
3333.
Are you
going
to have that little dragon thing?
We're going to have the dancing, the martial arts. I'm not sure you can participate in that. But I mean, we have traditional tea ceremony, like DIY lantern
nice.
And all.
You're
going to
have a traditional
activities.
Tea. I've always read about them. It is a huge God. Deal. I don't know if John knows this, but in Japan, I don't know if in China too, mm-hmm. they endlessly practice you turn the cup slightly and then you pour it exactly. And it is a very ritualized thing.
Really?
That's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be very relaxing.
I drink three hot teas a day and I don't do that.
No,
I just take the tea bag, put some hot water.
No, you got to go to the ritual.
And I'm just like, let's go. You know?
I
want to learn the tradition. That's great.
It's something more, it's more a spiritual thing. It's,
wow.
it's beyond
yep.
just pouring
I
it.
Did I, see my wife and I were watching a Netflix movie the other day. And it was like a love story. And the young lady had an Asian community type of tea cafe, and she did do what you're talking about.
The way she did the whole,
and everybody was watching.
It's an art. Yeah.
Yes, and I said to my wife, "Wow, I never knew tea was that like just."
It's a presentation. Yeah. It's like going to a formal tea, but it's more than that. There's a ceremony and a presentation, and they.
So you're gonna have this on Saturday.
We're gonna have it. So
that
join
is so
us.
Cool.
We're seeing it alone.
So Saturday, February 24th, guys, at Sophia University. 5 o'clock. And how long does the event go for?
It starts at 5, okay. And probably 5 to 7:30.
About 7:30? Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Food and other stuff.
Is there a cost
yes,
to get in?
Food, yes.
Is there a charge or a cost to get
no
in?
No charge, mm-hmm. And plenty of spaces for parking. Free.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No cost, Paul.
See?
And also, may this auspicious year bring every one of you, good fortune.
Good fortune.
Power, good health, peace and happiness and all the best things that you deserve to have.
Will there be any red envelopes?
We'll prepare some.
See, John knows a little something.
Oh, you do know.
I heard about the red envelopes, right, Paul?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, I apologize. I know this has gone by so fast. So good to learn so much about the university because it's in our backyard. It's here in Costa Mesa, right off of Harbor and the 405 there.
Yeah.
Please come out. Can people come out and take tours, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. They just can walk in and say, mm-hmm. I'm here for a tour?
Yes. They can visit our website at sophia.edu and schedule a campus tour or email admissions at sophia.edu.
And they also have an Instagram, right?
Of course. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
And you said that so quickly. It's Sophia.
Sophia.edu
for education. EDU,
right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people listening also have Instagram. Go to the Instagram, Sophia University, because there's a lot of great videos and photos there, that you can see and just, I know there's a website, but sometimes Instagram has a little bit more updated stuff, right? That's what we try to do at our chamber, Instagram, just update things. If you, for whatever reason, can't make it to the event on Saturday, you're going to get to see some of the pictures and videos.
Of course.
And also feature the university. Again, this Saturday, February 24th, it kicks off at 5 o'clock, which is the Multicultural Dragon Lantern Festival. Thank you so much, Mary Kay Chess, Dr. Chess.
Thank you.
And also Penny Lee for being on our show. Sophia University, folks, go out, check it out, do a tour, and continue to please follow us at OCHCC, which is our chamber Instagram. And don't forget, April 6th is our annual Estrella Awards Gala. So if you want more information, reach out to us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, ladies, for being on the show.
Thank you so
anything
much.
Else before we go?
Let's continue our conversation about transpersonal psychology and join Sophia.
Yes. Paul, thank you so much for Googling it. Take it away.
Fascinating topic today here. And one more reason that you should tune in each and every time to meet our community. Here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.